I like this story. I mean, why would I preach on a story I didn't like, right? I do have control over that. I don't have control over a lot of things, but I do have control over that. Well, to some degree. So, yeah, last week of your life, I went by a church sign the other day. It said, what would you do if you knew you were going to die in 30 days? That's an interesting thought. How much money do I have? Anyway, what would we do? Sometimes when we're looking death in the face, which is a good experience for us. It really is. That's why it's good to go to funerals. Yeah, weddings are more fun. Funerals are more meaningful. Because we got to face the fact that one of these days, we're going to be there. Yeah, I'm the oldest living Martin male. That's just scary. That means I'm next. You know, that's what it means. Okay. See, I mean, you used to be that generation down here where you had several generations and you went to funerals at 6 years old. You didn't really know what they meant. See, and then after a while, the generation above you was all dying off. You go to their funerals, aunts, uncles, what, see. But I'm at the point where I'm next. I'm hoping it's going to be a really long time from now. That's what I'm hoping. I hope I got my grandpa's genes. He lived to be 97. Got sick and died. Yep, that's the way to do it right there. That's the way to do it. And Shirley was telling me, 90-some years old, was fine, got sick, they're burying her. That's the way to do it. No, none of this kidding around stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're going to be alive for a few more days, and you want to pass on information to the people you care about the most, what kind of information do you pass on to them? Well, I didn't pass on important things. Things are important to me, at least. You don't want to pass on just, oh, by the way, here's some trivial information. I think that's what Jesus did in these next few chapters. Before he is crucified, he passed on vital information to his disciples. You guys need to know this, so we're going to rehearse this again. Well, us human beings, we like seeing things, right? See, again this week, my wife emails me and said, she didn't answer the question that I said at the end of my email, are you skimming your emails again? I said, dear, it did not have pictures in it. You know, that's what I do. See, if I don't have pictures, I just skim it. Well, don't skim your wife's emails because that will hurt her feelings. So, I am attempting not to skim hers. I will skim yours, but I won't skim hers. Okay? Okay. So, if you send me an email, you might have to say, right at the second one, saying, did you actually read my email? There was something important in it. Okay. Yeah. I actually tried to read them. I just skim them. Pictures. Jesus is good at pictures. So here's a thought I want to leave you guys. I'm going to be gone in a few days. Watch this. Walks up to a fig tree, which was in leaf, by the way, early. Not the time for figs, not the time for it to be in leaf either. So if there's leaves on a fig tree, there's a chance that we got fruit on it. And so he walks up, no fruit, says to it, I don't know how environmentalists take this, says to it, you'll never bear fruit again. Walks away. His disciples thought, what in the world is that? The next day they're walking by the fig tree. Peter sees it and says, wow, the fig tree's dead. Well, this should help us with a few things. How many people have been praying about things that haven't happened right, instantly? Like within 30 seconds. 30 seconds isn't too long for me. I like 30 seconds. See? Every now and then in my life, I thought, I should pray about that. And it happens before I ever get a chance to pray about it. Now, why I don't pray about it when I think about that, I don't know. Yes, ma'am?
That helps me find the keys.
He helps you find the keys? I believe that. I believe it. You guys don't see some of those pages that they play in your husband, really. He was playing pages that were more black than white. Oh, the car keys. Oh. Well, I was thinking those feet, because you guys got all these notes to say. You do an amazing job. You do. We help you find car keys. That's important if you're going to drive. Phone them. Yeah. See? Sometimes cures like that. Just 30 seconds, thank you, Jesus. This is the way it's supposed to be. Other times, it's not like that because the tree died from the roots up. Many, many, many times, God is doing things behind the scenes. We don't see what He's doing. We pray, doesn't look like anything happens. We pray, doesn't look like anything happens. That doesn't mean God's not working. That simply means God's doing things behind the scenes, and obviously it's not our business what He's doing, or He would tell us. Yeah, but it's my prayer. Still none of your business. You pray, you do your part, you pray, God will work out all the details. He's really good at His part. He really is. And so Peter says, wow, the tree died. Jesus says, have faith in God. Don't you just find that, you know? Die faith. I just thought, I don't know, I just thought that was kind of cool. What does faith got to do with dying? Well, if you're going to die, you better die in faith. That's one thing. Two, here is a picture for us that skim our emails. Here's a picture to look at. Have faith in God. What does that mean? Well, He says, truly I say to you. Whenever He says truly I say to you, you really ought to pay attention. I mean, everything He said is true, but then sometimes He said, truly I say to you. Pay attention. This is important. Whoever's do I have here this morning? What are the rest of you? I don't know. Okay. Whoever's had aliens, evidently. Whoever. I mean, aliens from other planets. Whoever says to this mountain, they're standing on a mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Notice, faith. Have faith in God. Faith says. Faith says. Jesus walked up to the fig tree and sat. Faith says. My neighbor's car broke. Now, we have the shared driveway, shared garage. And he's got his car on his side. He's worked on it 2-3 days. And he's quite a mechanic. And he can't get that thing running. He just drove it home from work, parked it, and it died. Him and his wife both work different cities, not in Charlotte. And so they were, for a week, were commuting with one vehicle. And I watched him work on it. I went and talked to him a little bit. And then one morning, after a couple days, went by, I thought, well, this is ridiculous. So I took the dogs out. They were gone to work. I just walked over to the car, laid hands on it, and said to it. See, and that sounds really funny, don't it? But now if you walk out of here today and your car's not running, won't you be saying something to it? Huh? See? See, as long as it didn't, if I'm out there in the parking lot cursing my car, everybody says, yeah, dog, I might shouldn't have bought one of them anyway. Okay. But if you go out and you start talking nice to it, they look at you like, excuse me. You're saying God bless a car? Started that night. Started that night. I said to Bert, and I said, well, what'd you do? What was the problem? He said, well, I don't really know. He said, I came out and filled with it and started. Thank you, Jesus. But faith says. So when you're praying, he goes on to say, when you're praying, all things for which you ask and pray, believe that you have received them. See, faith sees it already done. Faith sees it done. Hope, which is a basis for faith, hopes. Well, we'll pray about it and see what happens. Maybe God will say. But when we cross over from hope to faith, faith sees it already done. Well, we've been praying about that. Yeah, God's going to do something about that. Say, well, how do you know? Well, I just know because because he said, whoever, I happen to be a whoever, whoever prays and believes, God does it. Well, yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. Ah, but the fig tree died from the roots up. Yeah. So if I don't see it the next morning, it's no big thing. We have an afternoon coming. Might see it in the afternoon. Don't see it in the afternoon. That's okay. Evening's coming. Tomorrow morning's coming. Faith sees already done. That's what faith does. Faith talks. Faith sees. Not what we're looking at here, because you get real discouraged what you're looking at in the physical realm. I prayed, nothing happened. No, you prayed, something happened, you just can't see it yet. See, sometimes on our prayer list, when we're praying for things, we get testimony back really quick. This happened. Other times, over a period of time, things happen. Some things haven't happened yet. We're going to keep praying until they do. Pray, believe God. It's His job. It's not our job. His job to bring it to pass. See, we can't do this. The reason we're praying about it is because we can't do it. If I could do it, I wouldn't pray about it. I'd just go do it. But we're praying for God's will to be done. And not God's will to be done in your timetable. Your timetable actually has nothing to do with God's will. It really doesn't. God's will, our job is to have faith. Pray, have faith. Okay, neighbor's having trouble with his car, go lay hands on it, pray for it. You do pray for your neighbors, don't you? Well, you might want to add them to your prayer list. You might be the only connection they have with God. Yeah. And the ordinary ones, you ought to put on top of the list. Yeah. Dear God, please bless him. Please. I need it. Please bless him. So, yeah. So I pray. I've talked to it. Nothing happens. You know, sometimes after a while, when we got to stop and check, we said, okay, we're praying. This is God's will. It's a blessing. It's not a curse. Something's not right. What's not right? What's not right? I have faith. And, where am I? I lost my place. Whenever you stand praying, which I find is interesting, how long can you stand praying? Ruth, how long can you stand praying? A few minutes. Hey? Yeah, how long can you stand praying? Well, when I was 25, I could stand longer than, well, I didn't do much praying at 25, but actually I did, like 25. Okay. You can't stand forever, right? See? So this is not a forever thing. This is when you stand praying, forgive. When am I supposed to forgive? When they come crawling back over broken glass on hands and knees, begging, confessing how they have wronged me, begging for my forgiveness. Okay. After I make sure they've crawled over all the glass, I don't want to forgive them halfway through. No, Jesus said, it's in red. Jesus said, if you have anything against anyone, I will not ask for a show of hands on this. If you have anything against anyone, forgive. See, faith, we take sections, because I have a few minutes on Sunday morning to talk about. We can't talk about the whole picture. You know, over time we can talk about the whole picture. Faith is not an entity all by itself. You can have faith
But if you're living in unforgiveness, it cancels your faith. If you're living in disobedience, it cancels your faith. If you're not walking in love, it cancels your faith. These things are all connected. And so sometimes we need to check and say, okay, my faith's doing good. How's my love life doing? Well, it's doing good except for so-and-so and so-and-so. Because I'm holding the grudge against them, but they really deserve it. And they probably do deserve it. I mean, would you hold a grudge against somebody that didn't deserve it? That'd be mean. Yeah, they probably do deserve it. But if you're not walking in love, forgiveness is part of love, just like it says in Peter, men, treat your wives appropriately so that your prayers will not be hindered. So there's all these connections through the Scriptures. Forgive. If you have anything against anyone, forgive. Forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. Unforgiveness harms your relationship with people, harms your relationship with God, stops the blessings of God from flowing. Doesn't necessarily do anything for the person, but it cleans us up. It cleans us up. Because he goes on to say, if you don't forgive, then your Father who's in heaven won't forgive your transgressions. And I don't know about you. I mean, you might be perfect. I don't know. But I need forgiveness. I've not always been as perfect and sweet and wonderful as you see me today. And my wife says I have a ways to go yet. I'm not there yet. I say, as she keeps telling me, she says, I'm making good progress. Okay, but not there yet. Got room for improvement. So I need God forgiving me. I cannot afford not to forgive other people. And after all, they're his kids. They're not yours. You aren't responsible for them. That's between them and God. You forgive. You let it go. Even if it's just teeny-weeny little stuff, let it go. Forgive. Give it to God. Let's see how your faith works. Faith works a lot better when there's nothing clogging up the channel between us and God. Works a lot better. And so Jesus gave us this picture. Have faith in God. What's that mean? Take a look at the wilted fig tree. Have faith in God. Keep the faith. And if we'll do that, we'll be okay with God. Forgive, use faith. And in Michigan, we should know about using faith. That's about the only thing that's keeping our economy going. Although, we got new jobs popping up. You seen that? That's not a big thing at MSU. Going to create some jobs. And GM's actually going to put some people back to work. When was the last time we heard that? Had to bring people up from Tennessee to do it. But they brought some up. They're going to put some others back to work. So there's hope. Hope. Have faith in God. There's hope. Joys and concerns.